President Mahama yesterday joined the chiefs and people of Kumasi Zungu communities to round up this year's Sallah with the annual Galgajia Festival. It is a display of the cultural and traditional heritage of the ethnic groups in the Zungu community and was organized by the Zungu Youth Association to climax the end of Ramadan with the Muslim-dominated communities in the metropolis. We bring you Razak Babes report.
Galgajia is an Hausa concept which roughly translates as traditional performances. The annual Galgajia Festival is organized by the Zungu youth to highlight unity in diversity, especially among the various ethnic groups that makes up Kumasi Zungu communities. The main activity is a endeavor of chiefs and people in the Zungu communities to clamor Sallah in a traditional dance competition among the ethnic groups to showcase a bit of their rich culture. Addressing the gathering, the President John Dramani Mahama commended the Zungu communities in Kumasi for instituting the annual Galgajia, which he described as novelty, wealth emulating by all Zungu youth situation, to consider establishing development fund to help improve the level of development in Zungu communities. He announced that the Hajj Committee in collaboration with Ghana Airport Company is to build a new permanent Hajj village at Kutuka International Airport. According to the president, the land has already been secured and currently the designs are being done to ensure speedy completion of the project.
The land has been allocated and currently the designs are being done so that when we move the Hajj village from the current site, it will go to its permanent site and the conditions in that village will be far better than in the current Hajj village. This year, the flights to Mecca are going to start next month in August. The fare remains the same. Indeed, we have fixed the fare in cedis and so it doesn't depend on the fluctuation of the dollar. And the Hajj committee has announced the CD fare. So it doesn't matter whether the CD goes up or down, we have fixed the fare. And so it won't affect you in terms of your payment. But I urge you to pay quickly so that the Hajj committee can know the number of people who are going so that they can book the flights to be able to airlift you. As I speak currently, we have a quota of 5,424. And as of now, more than 4,000 people have paid. If we hit 5,424, we are cutting it. And so if you don't pay quickly and we reach 5,424, then you have to wait till next year. Alekiai. Again, we have rehabilitated the runway of the Tamale International Airport. And so inshallah, by the grace of God, the Ghana Airports Company, Ghana Civil Aviation, and the Hajj Committee are working. We want to test fly 3 flights from Tamale. So the pilgrims in the north, upper East, upper west, and parts of Brongahafo won't need to go all the way to Accra to fly. They'll go to Tamale and they'll fly directly from Tamale to Mecca.